Early security and political lessons after the attacks Tuesday in Belgium. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. After the terror attacks yesterday, can Belgium learn from neighboring France about new measures to keep people safe? In France, security is an expanding industry. From Paris, Jake Saganero reports.
Soldiers patrolling with rifles here at the Eiffel Tower was routine since before the first attack last January. Now the French state is spending almost an extra 1 million euros a day for increased security and nearly 10,000 additional forces to protect major tourist sites, synagogues, and government buildings. But not everyone gets their own soldier, so private businesses in France are paying out of their own pockets for tighter security.
Open the jacket, please.
And the bag.
Even though security checks at museums were already routine, heightened security in department stores and supermarkets has become standard. According to Patrick Haas, an economic analyst specializing in the security market, the sector was a 23 billion euro industry in 2014. This year, private companies are expected to spend an extra half a billion euros on security. Most of that money will be for guards. The entire security sector could grow as much as 5%.
Pour novembre, l'État a pris conscience et les...
He says, after November, businesses realized anyone could be a target, so measures were implemented everywhere. He also told me businesses are hiring more security companies after the attacks. One of them is Galis, owned by Gilles Sakaz. He saw a steep uptick in calls for services last year. All of his clients increased their security, whether it was industrial sites or public businesses. Growth has been so fast, he has had to quickly train new agents and is still looking for more. We are always looking for candidates, he says. The security personnel job market was practically stagnant 2 years ago. Since France will host the high-profile Euro 2016 championship this summer, Haas estimates a 2.5% growth this year, with the need for an additional 20 to 30,000 guards. In Paris, I'm Jake Saganero for Marketplace.
The Belgium carnage could have a bearing on the political future of Europe. There's even a financial market readout on this. It's called the pound sterling. The UK currency fell sharply on the news of the attacks. A pound buys less than $1.42 this morning. It also fell against the euro yesterday. The suggestion to market participants is that the horrors in and around Brussels have a bearing on the big vote this summer in Britain on whether the UK exits the EU or remains. For this teachable moment, let's turn to Michael Hewson, chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London.
I think one of the key planks of the Remain campaign with respect to the EU referendum was that the UK would remain stronger and safer within the EU. Those pictures coming from Brussels sort of belie that argument. I'm not saying that it will happen, but it shifts the likelihood that the UK may vote to exit the EU. And as we all know, it could generate an uncertain outcome. And ultimately, markets hate uncertainty. And unfortunately, the pound is bearing the brunt of that.
And the referendum is in June. Is that right?
June the 23rd. I mean, ultimately, there's an awful lot of debate going on between both sides. And the likelihood is we're going to get an awful lot of this sterling volatility unfold between now and the June voting date. So I think it's going to make it very, very difficult for the pound to rally significantly over the course of the next few months. But there is also the factor of US dollar strength as well. The pound has suffered as a result of that, given recent hawkish comments from a number of Fed policymakers this week. And that's also helped not only push the pound lower, but the G10 currencies lower since last week's Fed meeting.
Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
This from a new Harvard study. Men in the U.S. without legal permission are more likely to work than men born here. There are an estimated 11.3 million immigrants who are here illegally. The Harvard numbers show that employers pay these men less than they pay men born in the United States. Jobs and salary comparison website Glassdoor releases a study today exploring some of the more nuanced patterns behind the gender pay gap. On average, for every dollar men earn, women earn 76 cents, but there's variation According to this study, it's not necessarily education or experience that's the main driver between men and women's pay. It's often occupation, Gigi Duban reports.
What do computer programmers, chefs, and dentists have in common? Women in those fields earn a smaller paycheck than men in those fields. According to Glassdoor, those were the jobs with the biggest gender pay gap.
As a general rule, we do find the largest pay gaps in occupations that are heavily dominated by men.
Andrew Chamberlain is Glassdoor's chief economist. He says the biggest factor driving the pay gap today?
Men and women being systematically pushed into differently paying jobs and industries.
Female social workers don't make much, but don't face much of a wage gap either. Anne York, who teaches economics at Meredith College, says there's a reason women flock to these lower paying jobs.
Women value flexibility. We kind of have to.
Doing more of the cooking and laundry. In general, society doesn't expect men to wrap up the workday in time to pick up the kids. So they tend to go for jobs with the highest pay and the most demanding hours. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
It's also worth delving into women shouldering so much more unpaid work. I talked to Melinda Gates of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation about what's called time poverty. Many younger people think that guys will share the unpaid burdens of family life here in 2016, but that's not what the data show, especially when the first baby arrives. You can hear that interview at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.